You and I would much rather put my faith and trust in God than anybody else. Because God's one that can provide. And I ask each one of you, as you listen to this and what I'm going to read to you, I want you to listen close to what these men said. It's in Daniel, and it's the 3rd chapter. We're going to start just the last part of the 15th verse. And this is the king speaking. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Now, you know, to a king that had the power that this king had, that is some bold statement from 3 little Hebrews that was already in captivity, that had no power except what this king would allow them to have. And they said, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And as I was reading this, I was just thinking of the boldness of these men, and then the faith that they had in the statement that they made. We know our God is able to deliver, but if he's not, we're still not going to bow. We're not going to worship your God, and we're not going to bow under this golden image. Why? Because we know we're serving a God who is greater than all of these, and we're not going to surrender our faith that we have in our God to trust in yours, that our life might be spared. Why? Because we know when this life is gone, that there's something much better waiting for. And though we might not be delivered from this burden, we're not going to put our faith and trust in you. In your God, we're still going to believe in a God who's able to deliver. We're not going to give in to your demand, but we're going to stand upon that we know and believe. And they exercised that faith even to the point of being bound. And here the king was so angry at him. He had them bound hand and foot with all their clothes and everything upon them. You bind them and throw them in. And when they did, some of the strongest men in his army that had bound them and went up to cast them in, the flames consumed those men. But then when the king looked in, he sees Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They was in there walking around, and the king figured out, the one they were believing in is greater than the one I'm trusting in. The one they were believing in, he's right there in the bar with them. Because he has, did we cast this for him? I see more in there, and the more one is lying under the Son of God. There was somebody in there that would protect them from those flames. And I wonder, as they was walking around, just what they was doing, singing praises to God, shouting, rejoicing. I know myself, if I had been in that position where I exercised that amount of faith in God, and they bound me and threw me in, and the only thing that burnt was the bonds that they had put on me, and you'll find, and they didn't show that there was any heat to them. Why? Because when they come forth, they wasn't seeing. They didn't even have the smell of smoke upon them. That's a God that can deliver in this. It would have been a miracle if they went in and their clothes and all were all, and they somehow their bodies still protected and alive. But God put them in a fire that the man that was thrown in couldn't even stand. It consumed man. There's no oxygen in the fire touching man. But my God, He put it there for, and He spared their life. Not only did He spare them, what He's done and proved. I'll go with you. I'll be right in there with you. Don't fear, because I'm the one that can deliver. And you'll find their faith in God was rewarded, because what they told the king, we know our God can deliver, but if He don't, we're still not going to bow. You and I, isn't it wonderful when the devil comes at us and tries to ask us, why ain't you afraid, or why don't you do this, or why don't you do that? We can come back with the same answer as these men did. We know our God is able to deliver and to provide, and if He don't, we're still not going to give in to you. Why? Because when we go as far as we can go, God has promised us He will be there. You know, it didn't say anything about anybody seeing God in that fire to after they went in. But God was there ahead of them. Why? Because He protected them when the men that was being consumed, that was throwing them in, God was there protecting them at that time. The king just didn't see, but He was still there. You and I today, God is right where we are. No matter what the world throws at us, God is right there if we'll just put our faith and trust in Him. You know, it don't say a thing about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego seeing God when they was there talking to the king. They were just exercising their faith that they had in their God. Nobody could see anything but this big golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had built. And that's what they was all supposed to bow to when they heard the music play. Isn't it wonderful to know that there's music playing that the children of God can hear, that the world can hear? Have you ever been out and just by yourself, and maybe there was things that wasn't going right, and all at once some song would come to your mind? And it's almost as if you could hear the music playing for it, and you start to sing. Isn't it wonderful to know you've got a God who can send what you need to cheer you up if you'll only exercise faith in Him? Don't be looking down and saying, woe is me. But be looking up saying, blessed I am, because I have a God who loves me, is concerned about me, and able to provide when I don't know where it's coming from. Just like back there, the widow. She didn't know where her next meal was coming from. And because she couldn't see it, she thought, well, I'll just cook what I've got, and we'll eat it and die. But God had other arrangements made. You and I, the devil might try to make you think there's no use. You might as well just throw up your hands and quit. Exercise faith. Raise those hands. Praise the Lord. You can find faith is always rewarded with blessings from God. I wonder, we're still reading about this today. I wonder how many people rejoiced over what these men did when they come out telling them about it. The old king, what he did, he turned around and said, everybody, you won't bow to their God, You'll be put to death. Why? Because the old king had a change of heart, didn't he? He realized, I have no power whatsoever. If a God can deliver out of a furnace like that, what power do I have? You and I today. The devil, he might try and make you think that he's got all kinds of power. If you're worshiping the true and living God, you're worshiping one that has far greater power. And each and every one of us, you know, we might think that it's no use to witness to somebody, but, you know, if each one of us will just get our minds and our heart totally upon God. And listen to this. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. You know, you and I, we might look at this and wonder, how can anything like this be? How could it even happen? That's what the devil wants me and you to wonder about the things that comes at us in life. How on earth can I be delivered? God didn't say you had to see it beforehand. Just trust in God and it'll be there. You know, there wasn't no ladder for them to come out. God brought them out. And here, you know, this king, I wonder where it was that he had ever seen a picture or anything to let him know what that fourth person in there looked like. You and I, isn't it something that the disciples, when Moses and Elias come and was there speaking to Christ, Christ didn't tell them who they were. They knew. You know, when I see Christ come back, nobody's going to have to holler and say, this is Christ. I'm going to know. I've got a picture that I got from the free store of Christ knocking at Hart's door. It was a picture that my father, back when I was a kid, got and hung in a couple of churches where he was a pastor of. And I hadn't seen it in years. And I don't know if Christ looks anything like that picture. And it don't really matter. Because when I see him, I'm going to know who he is. Me and you, I don't know what Paul looks like. I don't know if there was ever a picture ever made of Paul. I've seen some paintings of people that they said that was supposed to be Paul. I've got a picture hanging in our living room. It's supposed to be of Simeon when he was holding the baby Jesus. I don't know if these people look anything like that, but when I meet them in heaven, I'm going to know them. You and I today, we can think that the trials of this life just seem like that they're too great. But if we exercise faith in God, we can overcome everything the devil throws at us. Because God has promised he won't let nothing come our way that we're not able to bear. You know, a lesser man back in Job's day could not have stood what Job did. But because of Job's faith and his strong belief in God, Job was tried far greater than any man. God had confidence in Job. And he drew a limit. The devil could not touch his life. That was one thing, he couldn't take his life. But he's able to touch his body. He's able to cover him in sores. You and I today, just know the greater the trial that comes your way, the more confidence God has in you that you can overcome. Because he would not allow it if he didn't believe and know beyond a shadow of doubt that you could. You know, now, granted, there's a lot of people that give up and give in to trials and temptations, not because we couldn't stand it, but because we chose not to. Because if we couldn't have, God wouldn't have allowed it to come our way. You know, there's people that they lose a loved one and they just turn around and end up hating God and blaming God and all of that. Instead of just saying, thank you, Lord, for the time we had together. I'll live for you and we'll be together again on the other side. You and I today, we need to first of all make sure that we are exercising faith in God and not willing to back down. Listen to this. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against God, against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sword. Now, what greater witness and testimony of a true God was there than them being willing to have it put to the test, not backing down? And here, he said, if you just say anything, you speak anything against this God, I'm going to destroy you. You and I today, look at our nation, how that they mock, how they degrade the high God, how that they act like that it's a weak-minded person is the only thing that will believe in a true and a living God. You know, if King Nebuchadnezzar was alive today, there'd be a lot of people being slaughtered, wouldn't there? You and I today, it's not for us to do it. But God said there's coming a time when he will. We just need to exercise our faith and believe in God that he will deliver us. And if he don't deliver from prison or even from death here for us, just like the children of Israel said there, listen to that again. And he will deliver us out of thy hand. You know, though he might not deliver us from this furnace and all that, we know he will deliver us out of thy hand. How is he going to deliver them if they're thrown into the fire? They wasn't in the hand of the king anymore. They was in the hand of God. They might have been burnt to nothing but ashes, but they knew they was in the hand of God. They was out of that king's hand. You and I today, if we have that kind of faith, do you think that same God still lives and reigns today? Can he do that for us today? He said, I have no respecter of persons. What he's done in the past, God can still do today. You might say, well, why didn't he deliver Jesus then? Because Jesus came for a purpose. To fulfill a plan of salvation for me and for you. But if we believe in him, he said, I'm coming to receive you unto me. And no matter how we leave this world, if our faith is anchored in God, that is a promise that will be kept. Though this world may slay us, you know, I'm still with these eyes I go see God. You and I today. You know, I heard statement that God is not a physical body. He's just a spirit. And, you know, it's something that you can't see. Well, you know, Christ, after He rose, He was in a spiritual body. And not only could they see Him, He said, handle Him. He said, Thomas, put your finger in these nail prints. Thomas, behold my side. Give me meat. There was nothing different from the body that they had laid in that tomb and the one that was there, except the blood, and now it was spiritual. It didn't need to have to come and turn a knob to walk into a room. He could just appear in the midst of a room. You and I today, that God is able to deliver us this day and this hour, if we can believe. You know, I know, man, today they act like faith is something that is out of date. Faith in God no longer matters. But you know, I could remember seeing my mother as a kid, me being scared after death. My mom would go just as white as a sheet when she's having a kidney stone attack. And I can remember as a teenager, Dad coming and saying, pray for us, and the doctor said, she can't pass them. And she's hurt so bad that it could affect her heart. Pray for her. Well, you know, Mom, after I was grown, I had a real bad infection and was in the hospital, and they had done a procedure on her. She developed this infection and her temperature was so high that she was plumb out of her head. They were doing all they could to try and save her life. Dad called me in North Carolina and said, pray for your mom. Lord, don't take a hand. She's going to make it. And we all started praying, and she come right out of it, and the doctor said he wanted to do the x-rays of her kidneys to see if there had been any damage done to them, because when somebody has a real bad infection, that's one of the things that gets hurt the worst, is your kidney trying to filter that out. And he come back and he said, no. Said, so you have two prettiest kidneys that I've ever seen, and they're both working. Dr. Hudson has the x-rays. Oh, we're only having one kidney that worked. The other one didn't even have a tube going to the bladder. But ever since that day, Mom's never had a kidney stone attack, and then no stones in her kidney. And that tube, she didn't even have a parent and wasn't even born with. God had put in there. He's still able this day and night. And we've got faith to believe to work miracles. You and I today, I know my God still lives and reigns at each and one of us. And we come to that time where we're pushed right up against that door. Where it's either the knock on or stable. Look up and stand for it. Why? Because when that door opens, there's going to be victory there for me and you. And don't let the devil make us down. Each and every one of us. God has proven Himself time and time and time again. And I know in my own life, when faith was exercised, and I was healed, if it wasn't for the miracles of God, I wouldn't even be here today. So each one of us, God has proven Himself in the things visible. So let's believe Him in the things invisible. You know, faith is believing in something though you haven't got the evidence to prove it. You know, I cannot make a person that does not believe in God believe it just because I can say, well, here's God, and show it to others. God in the flesh. I'm not able to do that. But no matter what they do to me, they cannot make me doubt God is real because of what I've experienced in my life. And you and I today, we can take the Word of God, if we want to, and we can see and know beyond a shadow of any doubt that He is real and that God does exist. You know, evolution, all these foolish things that man comes up with, the global warming theory, I don't know of anybody right now that would want to buy stock in anything that's promoting global warming after this winter that's went across the world almost. But you and I today, just because man has not seen God, God has not been visible with their eyes, they don't want to believe. They think it's weak-minded. But you know, there's more evidence in the things that we can't see than there is in the things that we do. I come back so many times to that. I think it was at the farm show where they had this little thing at this desk, and it looked like a pig just floating in the air. And you could reach out, and I mean, it looked as real living, and you could reach out, and it wasn't there. And you look down inside of this thing, and down in there was this little miniature pig that they had sitting there, and it was projecting it up here in the air. And you would think that pig is really there, but it wasn't. You know, the devil will try and deceive you by showing you something that really isn't real. And then the thing that you can't see that is really real, he'll try and make you doubt it. Well, God has proven to man time and time again that He's real. And, you know, we can take the Bible and read it, and even if you don't want to believe in a God, if you'll just sit down and read the Bible with an open mind and heart, I'll guarantee you it'll get a hold of you to let you know there's something there. More than any book you'll ever read. There is no other book that will reach out and grab a hold of your heart like the Bible can. And just when you go read this about the three Hebrew children, and you put yourself there in that, it didn't seem like they had any fear of this king whatsoever. They was fearing the God that was greater than that king. That's who they was fearing. Me and you today, why fear anything that man has? Fear God. Obey Him. Enjoy the salvation of the Lord. And then when this life is over for all of eternity, you can be where He is. While we get some verse of a song to sing, will you come? Here, their faith was rewarded by God showing up to deliver. You know, He could have sent an angel as they was starting to bind them. An angel could come in and just stood in their midst and all of them would have fell. Weak and said, "This is my children. You leave them alone." God didn't choose to do that. He waited to where all the world would say He's too late. But those three Hebrew children said He was right on time. He was right on time. Though the world looked at, they went into the fire. But they couldn't have went into the fire because they didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. God protected them even before they went into the fire, because I can tell you, you ever get around a bunch of fire that's burning, you don't have to be in the flames to come away smelling the smoke. You just get near it, you're going to smell the smoke. That showed God had the defense already there before they went in. Me and you, we might not know, but at the time we need it, God will be on time for us. While we sing, will you come? Don't sell God out for anything in this world. You have no promise of tomorrow. Today's all you have. This moment is all you're sure of. If you need to pray, will you come? Anyone got a word, anything on your heart before we close? Please, remember the prayer request. Pray for the service this afternoon. Please remember Alvin's family in prayer. You know, as I was coming to church, I was mentioning it to Carol. It's very soon going to be that me and her are in that generation where all of the one before us is gone. It's getting to where most of the people that, when I was young, I remember being adults, most of them are already gone. You and I, time is passing so fast. And you might think, well, I'm young yet. You know, I can remember being a whole lot younger than a lot of you adults that's here today and thinking that somebody that was my age was totally ancient. And, you know, it only took me such a few years to get to that ancient place, and now I don't think it's all that old. You're going to be where I'm at before you even realize it, if time stands. And you kids that's here, you might think it's taken you forever to get grown. But by the time you get 16 to 18 years old, you'll turn around and you'll be wondering where your 20s went. I mean, it passes so fast. It takes a long time to get out of your teens. And then you've doubled them teens in such a few years. Such a few years. Please, enjoy the life that you have while you live it. You know, it ain't been very long. I was outside, and it was so cold, and the wind was blowing. Yeah. It just seemed like it was going all the way to my bones. I can't take cold like I used to. Can't take heat like I used to either. And the thought come to my mind, boy, I'll be glad it gets warm weather. And then I thought, you've got such a short time left. Don't wish it away. Enjoy each day you have. Because you don't know how many more you got. Warm weather come, I might not even be here. You might not be here. Just live this day for the Lord to the very best of your ability.